From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Positive reviews for the latest Trump-Putin conversation. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin signaled improving prospects for cooperation in Syria in what the White House called a very good phone conversation that included a focus on setting up safe zones in the war-torn nation. The Kremlin said the leaders also agreed in Tuesday's call to try to set up their first in-person meeting in July on the sidelines of an international summit in Germany. The White House later confirmed that information. The call marked the first time Trump and Putin have spoken since the U.S. launched missiles against an airbase in Syria, an attack that outraged Russia, one of the Syrian government's strongest backers. U.S. military action sparked new tensions between Moscow and Washington, with top U.S. officials sharply condemning Putin's continued support for embattled Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. However, the leaders appear to again be edging toward closer cooperation following the latest exchange. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin agreed to bolster diplomatic efforts to resolve the Syrian civil war, which has left hundreds of thousands dead and millions more displaced. Well, Syrian rebels say they're suspending their participation as the latest round of peace talks began in Kazakhstan, with the warring sides set to discuss a plan to create safe zones. That development, from several news agencies, come on the day Syrian government and rebel delegations gathered for the start of the fourth round of talks, sponsored by regime backers Russia and Iran and opposition supporter Turkey. The latest round began with a series of bilateral meetings and was set to focus on a Russian plan to establish de-escalation zones around Syria. This is VOA News. President Trump has taken to Twitter to blast Hillary Clinton's earlier comments in which she blamed misogyny, FBI, Russia, and herself for her 2016 election loss. In a tweet late Tuesday night, Trump said FBI Director Jim Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton and that he gave her a free pass for many bad deeds. He also wrote that the phony Trump-Russia story was an excuse used by the Democrats as justification for losing the election. Clinton reflected earlier Tuesday on a presidential contest during the Women for Women International's annual luncheon in New York. Clinton said she takes responsibility for her 2016 election loss, but believes other factors played into the loss.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
Mrs. Clinton cited the FBI director, Comey's letter to Congress, resurrecting questions about her email practices, and WikiLeaks' repeated release of her campaign's internal emails that scared off people. She also said misogyny played a role in this election won by Republican Donald Trump. Now, Comey, the FBI director, is facing hours of questioning from a Senate committee, and he's bound to be asked about the Bureau's investigation into potential coordination between President Trump's election campaign and Russia. It is not clear how much of that investigation Comey may discuss in testimony today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Trump took to Twitter late Tuesday to say the phony Trump-Russia story was an excuse, as we have just told you. The FBI began investigating in July possible coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign associates to sway the presidential election, the presidential election in Trump's favor. Expectations could hardly be lower for a diplomatic breakthrough as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and U.S. President Trump are set for their first ever meeting today at the White House. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. None whatsoever, he said. And Abbas recently declared that an historic peace deal to end the decades-old conflict is possible under Trump's leadership. Abbas, who heads the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority, has modest goals for the visit. According to Palestinian officials, one of his main objectives will be to simply listen to Trump's plan for reviving the peace talks.
That's the latest world news from VOA.